broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, you know, just like Billy Joel said in one of the greatest songs ever written, a bottle of red, a bottle of white, it all depends on your appetite. Scenes from an Italian restaurant, and I will tell you that we have brought our appetites in full order here to the destination of our delicious broadcast here. We are coming to you live from Cafe Torino on the northeast corner of River and Craycroft in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. We are broadcasting al fresco here on the gorgeous patio, and folks, we are smack dab in the middle of another Power Happy Hour. Power Happy Hour goes all the way to 6 o'clock tonight. We've got specials on antipasti. We've got specials on Italian beer, small plates, all kinds of wonderful things made with great authenticity from the family that hails from Italy themselves. We are celebrating Italy and all of its extravagance here at Cafe Torino, again, on the northeast corner of River and Craycroft in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Now, I tell you what, guys, you cannot do justice to an entire hour dedicated to the Italian culinary and cocktail experience and not have this guy on as our celebrity co-host. Now, don't let celebrity go to your head, Tom. No, from Alfonso Gourmet Isle of Oil and Balsamics. My good friend Tom Alfonso
is
here.
How's it going? How's it going?
It's going great. I always love having you on this show.
I enjoy being on.
I mean, you know, I think represent everything that the spirit of this show is all about and, frankly, what it's built around.
Right.
It's celebrating local business. It is celebrating what is the absolute freshest on the food and cocktail scene.
Exactly.
It's dedication to excellence, dedication to quality, and, you know, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, that's kind of a manifestation of all of that.
It is. It is. I mean, it goes with all the foods, you know, so whatever food's out there, you know, use a little bit of fresh olive oil and balsamics and freshen up your meal.
You know? As we have told our listeners many times before, when we're talking about extra virgin olive oil, gourmet olive oil, we want it to be the absolute freshest it can possibly be. And one of the things I love about coming into both of your stores, of course, St. Phillips Plaza, River and Campbell, and of course up on Oracle and McGee, is that you actually don't hide that information from your customers.
No, we don't.
It's prominently cast on all of the fusties when the crush date of those olives were.
Exactly. And we're pretty proud of that. We take a lot of pride in our chemistry and our producers, you know, having everything third-party tested. So you know exactly how fresh the olives were at the time of picking, how fresh that olive oil is, and how long it's going to last. I mean, that's something that we pride ourselves on quite a bit. A lot of companies don't do a lot of the same testing that we do, and the reason they don't do that is because it'll expose too much.
That's right.
All right.
And there's a lot of folks that don't want to expose anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but we're really proud of our, you know, our producers and the quality of the product. And right now we're in Southern Hemisphere, so we have Australian, Chilean olive oils.
Mm.
And right now I just got a picture from our guys in Spain and Italy, and they're getting ready to harvest. So it's going to be a little early harvest. Mm. And hopefully in about 30 days we have some of the Northern Hemisphere olive oils here.
Here in Tucson.
Right here in Tucson.
And that's fresh as fresh can be.
That's as fresh as fresh can be.
Well, do you remember the one Chilean olive oil that you treated me to about 2 years ago? I can't remember exactly which one it was, but it was spectacular.
And we have another one that I just got in last week.
Oh, and did you bring a flask, Tom? Can I pat you down on live
radio? You know what? I ran out without your bottle. I had your bottle sitting on the counter for you. But we have about three different Chilean olive oils right now.
Great.
And we have some from Australia. They're all award winners. So in April, every year, New York hosts a international olive oil contest. Our guys won it. Our Australian producer has won 25 awards already.
Oh, my gosh.
Gold,
seriously?
Silver, bronze. And Grove over there last year, and they're going to start producing olive oil here in the United States.
Just love it. You know, on Facebook today, I saw my good friend Jared McKinley, formerly with Edible Baja. Uh-huh. Now he's got a new magazine called Territory.
Correct.
He's doing a chef demonstration at Tucson Meet Yourself,
oh.
and he shot a picture of all of the tools, and like right in the foreground, there was your olive oil, Alfonso.
Nice,
olive oil.
Nice, yes.
And now we can say another award-winning.
Exactly.
Because of just the story you told, mm-hmm. but hot off the presses, Tom Alfonso, the readers of the Arizona Daily Star have
exactly.
spoken.
They have.
And they said, if you want the best olive oil and aged balsamic vinegar right here in southern Arizona, there's only one place to go, and you're number one.
That's right.
That's huge, man.
It was. It was nice. I mean, it was really a great accomplishment. We were out of town. I didn't even know about that contest going on, and when I got back, I was told that we had won by Reader's Choice. So, yeah, it was really nice. I mean, people can tell the difference.
Right.
People, once you taste fresh olive oil, you know the difference.
And what we want our listeners to do is actually put that challenge to the test.
Exactly.
Go into Alfonso and take some time, engage your credentialed staff
uh-huh.
in what they know and what they want you to know, and then just begin tasting.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people will bring in what they've been using or what they purchased and compare it right there.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
hilarious. We like that because we end up throwing their bottle out for them.
Is there like a big ceremony or something?
Exactly. It's really the quality speaks for itself of the olive oil.
So that's on the olive oil side. On the balsamic side, of course, these are specially aged.
They are
balsamics. I mean, it's almost like a wine. They get better with age.
Mm-hmm.
And you have what, 20 or so balsamics?
We're up to about 35 right now.
Balsamics?
Balsamics.
Oh my
gosh. We're up to about 35. The 18-year-old traditional, and then we have all our other ones are aged 12 years.
12 years, right.
Really nice. We just brought another one in called Neapolitan Herb, which has been a really good seller. It's got garlic, rosemary, oregano, and thyme in it.
And any readers of Inside Tucson Business will remember that you said this is a must for a Bloody Mary.
Exactly. and a lot of bartenders around town are liking it. And we also just brought in a new Gravenstein apple. It's a white balsamic.
Oh, beautiful.
Nice. Really nice taste.
And again, come on in. Try them out.
Come in and try them.
Both stores.
We compare a nice balsamic with an olive oil, make a nice marinade or dressing. You have to taste it in order to appreciate it. And again, our balsamics are high quality. We don't use caramel coloring. We don't add any sugars or corn syrup or thickening agents to them, so they're all natural.
And, yes, there are those who do.
Exactly. We know that.
So
it's proven.
Walk away from that.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And, last week I did a little education seminar for about 15 nutritionists.
Mm.
And they, the ones that weren't customer of ours were impressed because of the quality. They could tell that the sugar content was very low and that there's no added sugars
right.
or thickeners.
One of the things I love about you and your brand is you seem to be at every darn near every event in Southern Arizona.
I think
there's one coming up tomorrow.
We are.
At Plaza Colonial, Skyline and Campbell.
For youth on their own.
It's a fun tasting. Now, this is an organization that you and Nancy have gotten behind in a big way.
Yes.
And I salute the charitable spirit there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be right there. Now, when does that event start?
That starts at 1 o'clock. It's from 1 to 4. It's wine tasting, and the restaurants that are in that plaza are providing food, and we're going to be having olive oil tasting and balsamic tasting, and also some olive oil cake.
Olive oil cake.
So you'll be able to sample some olive oil cake.
Okay, so this is happening again tomorrow. Now, when was the last time you actually went home, Tom?
I don't know. This time of year, it's very busy with events. So.
Hours of operation at both your stores?
St. Philip's Plaza, Monday through Saturday, is 10 to 6, and Sunday, 9 to 3. And in Oro Valley, we're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sundays 11 to 4.
Yeah, and I know some of our listeners out of state enjoy your shipping program.
We do. We have shipping, very reasonable shipping costs. And we also, for the locals, we recycle our bottles. So
yes.
You bring in your empty bottles.
Glad you brought that up.
We give you a punch card. And after 10 returns, you get $10 off. So we have a lot of people that really appreciate that.
Well, we've set the stage here for our celebration of Italian. right here with beautiful gourmet olive oils and specially aged balsamics. Tom Alfonso, our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Poetry. It's just it's such a poeticness to everything
and
that you do.
It fits what we're going to have tonight.
Exactly, right here at Cafe Torino. Yes. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, you know, we're getting into the Tucson food season here.
Yes.
October, November, December. Great. We're going to do a little roundup of some of the events coming up. And then our good friend Ali Shouse is going to be joining us, introducing us to this world of authenticity when it comes to Italian culinary and cocktail experience. I can't wait.
Exactly.
Good luck. We will be right back live from Cafe Torino in the northeast corner of River and Craycraft. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210, live from Cafe Torino on the northeast corner of River and Craycroft. We are right in the middle of happy hour. We've got specials on antipasti. We've got Italian beers on special, all kinds of great small dishes on a special until 6 o'clock, and then dinner is going to be rolled out for you. Here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Tom Alfonso. Always fun hanging out with you.
Yes, yes.
One of the most sophisticated palates in the galaxy.
Oh, I try.
Or the Southern Hemisphere, anyway.
Southern Hemisphere.
Anyway,
this time of year.
As we said, speaking of this time of year, this is a big time of year for food and beverage events.
It is.
I mean, this is like the Super Bowl of for foodies. There's everything happening going on this month. And it all started just last week. I was actually at Jonathan's Cork for the charity chili cook-off. He raised almost $20,000 to send kids to camp. And 10 restaurants from Tucson Originals, they all come out to serve up their best chili. And my wife, Nancy, and I, and by the way, there she is. Isn't she beautiful?
Yes.
And she's drinking an Aperol Spritz. Anyway, now her face is the color of the Aperol Spritz. And we were tasting all of the chilies, and it was my personal privilege to be there when they crowned the winner. And I actually did a little Man on the Street segment from Jonathan's from last week, so I'll ask Mike back at the studio to go ahead and cue the file. Well, here we are at Jonathan's Cork, right at the top of Restaurant Roland Tancredi here for the annual Jonathan's Chili Cook-Off. We're raising a lot of money today to send kids to camp. Nothing is closer to Jonathan's heart than this program, and we are here. We just revealed the big winner, the winner of the 2015 Chili of the Year in Southern Arizona from Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, Sam Alboy. Sam! So,
Now, you are surrounded, Sam, by world-class chili cookers from all over southern Arizona. What was it about this particular chili that you think took it over the top?
I think the linguica we use, and it's a little bit sweet and more balanced.
But was it the cash?
And it's all about the money. It's all about the money.
It's all about the money for the kids.
What made you go with linguica for this particular selection?
Well, we're a Hawaiian barbecue, so we had to put a little island flair on it.
Very well. Congratulations to you, Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. Big win. You have a number of locations in Tucson. Remind all of our listeners exactly where you're located.
Rancho Sarita, Wilmot and Tanque Verde, right by Jonathan's, Cortero and Thornydale, and right by the U of A on Speedway.
Now, Sam Alboy, you just won the 2015 Chili Cook-Off here at Jonathan's. What are you going to do next?
Compete again next year.
Come on. Go to Disneyland!
You know, there's a guy here in Southern Arizona who absolutely loves hosting this event year in and year out. He has philanthropy and charity at the heart of everything he does. Jonathan Landine from Jonathan's Cork. This community is grateful for everything that you do.
We thank you very much, and I took all the money that was donated for my chili, and I'm going to Vegas and seeing if I can triple it. It's for the kids.
No, we're raising a ton of money today to send kids to camp, our own kids here in Southern Arizona. What does it mean for Jonathan and Jonathan's Cork to be behind an organization like this?
You know, it's so great. The committee is so fabulous. We raise over $15,000 a year. This is 12 years in a row, and every time I see send a kid to camp information in the newspaper and stuff, I think how generous all the sponsors and all the attendees and all the restaurants who participate are every year. So, Matt, thanks so much for coming, and congratulations to Sam. It's so nice to have a neighbor who wins. I know that he's going to go and buy me one of those really nice Mama's Hawaiian plates tonight for dinner.
That's right. We're talking to Jonathan Landine of Jonathan's Cork here at the top of Restaurant Row in Tanque Verde. Once again, a big round of applause to Sam Alboy of Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. We'll be right back.
Yes, and we're back here live from Cafe Torino. That was a great event.
It was.
We just ate chili, like just chili after chili after chili. Nice. And Sam knows how to make a chili.
Yeah,
so good.
That's really good.
Jonathan came in second right there
okay.
on his own turf. And then our good friend Pat Connors from Pastiche came in third.
Nice.
Just some great chilies.
Good.
Now, there's an event coming up here on October the 17th. Actually, there's several coming up on the 17th. The one that I think is quite fascinating is called Zombie-Cue. Now, as an enthusiast of barbecue, this one caught my eye. It's happening out at Buckaloo Farm on a Saturday, October the 17th, and they are sort of combining the sizzle and smoke to bring you the tastiest, most terrifying competition imaginable. Wow. It's the inaugural Zombie Q Smokeout at Buckaloo Farm.
Buckaloo.
This
okay.
is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's going to be trophies awarded to the scariest, most savory pork dish. Judging is going to be based on taste, tenderness, and terror, with the ultimate prize awarded to the chef who best combines mouth-watering flavor with mind-bending freakiness in this unique Halloween-themed cook-off. This is going to be a lot of fun.
That's excellent.
And it's a big event for the family. You know, they've got the Pumpkin Festival with the Kids Zone, the Mechanical Bowl, Zombie Paintball, a corn maze. It's all happening again on October the 17th. The whole family-oriented event starts at 10 o'clock, goes all the way till 6 p.m., and the smokeout itself is from 6 to 9. You know what? We're going to be giving away some tickets.
You're
to Zombie Q today, a little
okay.
bit later on in the
great.
Show.
Great.
And then we want everybody to go to buckaloofarm.com to get tickets for this. $30. You can get them online in advance, or $35 at the door. And kids under 5 are free. This is
oh,
a great
nice.
Event.
Yeah,
and if I didn't have a live radio show every Saturday, I would be there.
Exactly.
Anyone who's cooking out Q in Southern Arizona is just doing great stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good event.
Zombie Q. Yeah. And then, of course, the World Margarita
Championship
is happening on the 17th mm-hmm. at Westward Look this year. I think over 25 mixologists from across Southern Arizona are going to be competing for the world's best margarita.
Okay. Yep, that's always a great fun event. A
lot of fun. I've emceed that event a number of times. I've judged that event a number of times. I can't say enough about it. And then our good friend Ken Harvey from Los Ventana Canyon Resort, he's partnering with Dragoon Brewing Company, 1055 Brewing Company, and Pueblo Vida Brewing Company on Casks and Cooks, where he's going to be pairing a different local beer with a beautiful barbecue dish
right.
that he's doing up at Lowe's, and that's going to be done under the stars in their sort of outdoor Western corral.
And that's on the 17th.
That's on the 17th as well. Lots going on the local food scene.
There is. This time of year, everybody takes advantage of the nice weather.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of different events, charity events going on. A lot of the food events happen this time of year.
I love when we can come and treat our palates, you know, for a cause.
Uh-huh.
And like you say, the best time of the year, the weather's beautiful. There's a reason why we've chosen to broadcast al fresco here at Cafe Torino. And now we are going to be jumping in headfirst, or should we say palate first, to an authentic Italian culinary and cocktail experience right after our next commercial break. So stick around. You don't want to miss one delicious morsel of this show. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies, Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Cafe Torino on the northeast corner of River and Craycroft at the Whole Foods Shopping Center. And we are broadcasting al fresco, almost like they do in Italy. Right, Tom?
Exactly.
Our celebrity co-host,
sitting
Tom Alfonso.
On the patio, enjoying some good food and drinks.
It's just camaraderie. It's conversation. It's community.
Right.
It's great food.
Mm-hmm.
It's great company.
Yep.
It's family-inspired. And you've had a cocktail in front of you for 5 minutes, and you haven't touched it.
I know. I'm waiting for the cue.
Well, here to cue it up for her On the Menu Live debut. This is a very big moment for us and for our listeners, because here she is, fellow foodies, the general manager from Cafe Torino in the foothills, Tessa Cunningham.
Hey,
Tessa,
guys. So happy to be here.
And not half as excited as we are, because we are looking at a gorgeous cocktail. When we're thinking about beginning this journey, Italian-inspired journey of great community and camaraderie and conversation, culinary experiences, cocktails, we have to begin by sort of libating, lovingly libating. And you lovingly libate. You've been lovingly libating ever since you opened your doors here.
Yeah, definitely. It all started back in 2000. I was about 8 years old, and it was all inspired by my grandparents coming down here from Italy. My mom just wanted to open up her own business and, you know, sharing her food with everybody. And it was just beautiful. We started out with a small little place, and it gradually just started expanding over the years. And, It was great.
And boy, did this community respond, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, the original Cafe Torino. I wanted to remind our listeners exactly where that location is.
Yeah, it's up in Oro Valley, the northwest side on Lambert and La Cunada, southwest corner. So.
Right, and they're probably listening to us right now.
I think so, too.
And, you know, and this conversation about Cafe Torino would not be complete if Ali Schaus were not in the house. And here he is, the man, the myth, the majesty, Ali Schaus.
Hey,
what's happening,
Matt?
Brother?
Hey, how you doing, Matt? Thanks
doing
for
great.
Coming down here to see us today.
Of course.
We're really ready for you guys today.
I mean, I think
we brought
Tom and Alfonso.
Wow. You know,
we are al fresco, I think, on one of the most spectacular patios in all of the Grand Canyon State.
It's overwhelming.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Just beautiful.
Well, and it's even shaped like the Grand Canyon State.
Literally.
You know?
It's a patio in the shape of the state of Arizona.
That's right. Our patio here is just like the state of Arizona, with the fountain being the Colorado River, so you can dine on the Colorado River with us in Tucson, Arizona.
I wonder where I'm sitting right now. I think I'm in Kingman.
You're at like You're Winslow.
I'm Winslow. I'd much rather be in Winslow than Kingman. Exactly.
And you can switch it up, too, next time you come over. Being Kingman.
Here, exactly. So, Tessa Cunningham, what are the things we should be thinking about? You know, when you walk into the open arms through the door of Cafe Torino and you want to begin to that experience authentically, you need something to drink. What are our options? I mean, if we want to have the most authentic experience, serve it up.
Our fabulous Negroni. Served in the martini glass is spectacular. It's a guest favorite. We also have an awesome wine list. Preferably, I enjoy the Conundrum. It's a little bit more fruity.
Gorgeous wine.
It's spectacular. And then also that basil martini that we have over here with the Campari and the ginger liqueur, the gin and the lime. It's just takes a cake.
So this is kind of where we want to start. We want to start with an Italian-inspired cocktail.
Exactly.
Now, when I enjoy dinner here, I like to sort of have one of everything.
Yeah.
So I like to have a great cocktail to start.
Little small sample platter.
Small sample platter. Then I come in, and we're going to talk about your wines in a minute here, because I think from the thoughtfulness that goes into a wine list, and some gorgeous Italian wines here and some California wines as well. But I've been to a lot of Italian restaurants in my day. There's some selections on here that you can't find at any other Italian restaurant.
Well, Daniela actually is the wine menu developer in this organization, distributors for years, and she's kind of handpicked some selections. Now, we're also in the midst of changing and bringing on a few more Italians because we've decided as we move forward that we're going to put a bigger selection of wines by the glass, which will be Italian.
Nice, very nice.
Now, our problem in the restaurant setting is that when we have Italian wines, it tends to take them a longer period of time to open up. And so that's why the California wines are nice in the restaurant environment because they open up quicker than the Italians. So
so
one thing I would like to get out there is any of our guests that would like a nice bottle of Italian wine, call us early in the day and we'll open it up and it'll be ready for you by the time you come in to dine with us in the evening.
Idea.
So, definitely.
So if you want a nice Barolo or a nice Brunello, you know, give us a call. We'll have that bottle opened up for you by the time you come to dine with us.
Just beautiful.
We're very accommodating and very flexible with you as well. So
it really is all about the guest experience. I mean,
it definitely is.
That's why we're in the business. Exactly
right. And of course, Tessa down here is the personality of Cafe Torino in the foothills. Daniela and our youngest daughter, Selena, are the personalities up in Oro Valley. So each location has its own personality, but the food quality and the food consistency.
It all comes together.
Remains the same at both locations.
Yep.
Well, this cocktail has come together for my benefit.
Yes.
And I think we should begin to. Now, as we raise our glass in celebration of the authenticity of Italia.
Yes. Salute.
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 Okay, now what are you drinking, Tessa?
I'm drinking fabulous water.
Beautiful.
It is hard
stuff,
though. Okay.
And I myself am drinking soda water because we have to work tonight.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. I'm going to begin to enjoy this cocktail. So remind our listeners again about how this all came together.
Okay, this particular martini was developed by our mixologist, Ryan, who came with us about a week and a half ago from Oregon. It's basil that is muddled with the gin, Campari, and then we top it off with a little bit of the Canton ginger liqueur.
Fabulous.
It's a complex drink, but it's beautifully refreshing and it's very balanced. And one of the things that I love what you guys have done with this cocktail, I've not had this one before, is that sometimes there's this temptation to do so much in a glass that you lose that anchor of the spirit. And the juniper sings in this cocktail.
Nice.
And you want it to because you've got a little bit of the support from that ginger and the support from that basil. But this is a gin anchor and it's a gorgeous drink.
Yeah. And it's not super sweet either, which I really like. It doesn't overpower any of the other flavors that are involved in that.
It's very well balanced.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's what we're looking for. Now, would we pair something to eat with this cocktail right off the bat? Or?
Well, I think on this cocktail, you would probably have it, get ready for dinner, and then order an appetizer and go into the wines.
I agree.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No,
okay. So you've got a cocktail menu here at Cafe Torino, or is it sort of?
We have a cocktail menu here. We have about 10 featured specialty cocktails on the menu. And, of course, Daniela continually revamps that menu, and so we'll be coming out with a new fall menu here in the next few weeks.
Super excited
for
that.
And then here in front of you two today, we have a sample of our antipasto platter, which has the prosciutto, the Genoa salami, the mortadella, and the pancetta.
Beautiful.
And then we have some roasted eggplant.
Beautiful.
And, of course, some olive oil. We should be using Alfonso's, there, but at this point we're not. We might have to talk about that.
Yes, you will
be. Soon enough.
And then so it looks like some gorgeous calamari here.
And then the calamari here with our tomato basil sauce.
So, okay, so we're going to begin our tasting as we go into the next commercial break, but we're going to come back and talk about what we've experienced on this menu. We've got some beautiful anapasti, we've got some gorgeous calamari, and we're going to begin our tasting here. But we do have to go to a commercial break and thank another couple sponsors. And when we come back, our culinary and cocktail excursion throughout the world, focused on Italy, is right here at Cafe Torino, again in the northeast corner of River and Craycroft. Happy hour goes all the way up till 6 o'clock, but the party is just getting started because, folks, you need to be here to dine with us this evening. You're listening to On the Menu live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We will be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
And we're back at Cafe Torino on the northeast corner of River and Craycroft in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. We have begun our tour of Italy with our celebrity co-host from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Tom Alfonso.
Hello there.
Loving the ride.
Oh.
I want to thank you and Nancy for your support of this show. You were one of the very first people to say yes to local radio. We are deeply honored to be in your presence.
Thank
and sometimes I actually tremble when I'm in your presence.
We're honored to be in your presence, too.
Oh, my goodness. I'm the color of the basil martini. The show would not be possible without the generous support of Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Gourmet Air, Entourage Transportation, Jerry's Cigars, and some public relations outfit called Russell Public Communications.
Never heard of that
place. They really are a great team.
Are they?
Very forward-thinking strategic communications firm.
I'll have to check them out sometime.
Wow! So we began this the tasting with a gorgeous calamari. Now, I sampled it during the commercial break, and we're back here with Ollie Schaus and Tessa Cunningham. Again, what you've done with the cocktails, almost like what you've done here, you have preserved the squid is here. You don't have to sort of dig through this dough, this fried, crusty cave, to find the – it's like a quick flash.
What you see is what you get, but it tastes even better.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Exactly, and you've done that. So we have some zucchini here. Is that what we're doing?
A little zucchini, a little red pepper.
And some squash.
And it's all just barely floured and then flash fried.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that sort of deep fried, where is the calamari?
No, exactly. Right? Definitely.
If you want onion rings, order onion rings.
Yeah.
And then in this beautiful platter, you've got some beautiful Italian meats. You've got some grilled vegetables. And you know why I know they're grilled, Ollie Schaus? Because you can see the grill marks.
Nice.
That's what we like. So I'm going to use my fingers. Is that appropriate?
I think you can do whatever you like here, man. Since it is your show.
You're with Italians.
That's right.
Your fingers.
This is how we do it. So this is a beautiful place to start the whole kind of experience.
Exactly.
I would recommend, one of each.
Yeah, the calamari is great. The antipasto looks wonderful.
On top of that ciabatta toast.
And
just brings everything together.
Yes, please.
Do you make
just make your own little bruschetta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our focaccia is made in-house daily. The ciabatta, I have to say, that we get from the Bakehouse Bread, which is
very good.
A great product that
yes.
that John provides for us over there. And Of course, all of the meats are from Boar's Head. Benny, the distributor, is a friend of ours.
And quality meats.
Really
and
good quality.
We've been with them since we opened
well
in 2000,
done.
So he's
well
been a great purveyor for us.
You know, when we're thinking about the Italian sort of culinary experience, you know, there's so many different regions in Italy, and there's so many different interpretations and variations. When guests come into Caffè Trino that have never been here before, how would you sort of, from a 50,000-foot perspective, define the cuisine here from a regional perspective?
Well, it's interesting because the Italian cuisine encompasses all about almost everything. And I was seeing one time on a magazine or something, it said how many times a week would people eat each type of cuisine. And interestingly enough, it was the Italian cuisine that was 2 to 3 times a week. And then Mexican cuisine was like 1.2,
oh,
the next one
funny.
Under that. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason for that being is that in Italy, it encompasses everything. It has seafood. It has meat. It has pasta. So it's really versified. Now, our particular menu is inspired from Daniela's family. Her dad was born in Bologna, her mom in Torino. That's how we got the name Caffè Trino. So the northern Italian Piemonte area dishes are prepared in the way that Daniela's mom cooked at home. The bolognese and the lasagna bolognese, our signature lasagna, is developed from Daniela's great-grandfather, Italo's grandfather.
My goodness.
So Italo, Daniela's father, was a big part of our success, and Daniela's mother, Eddie, was our executive chef when we first opened.
Right.
And so we just started cooking in the cafe. Daniela opened up as a coffee and a sandwich place, and then one weekend her mom and her decided they would try to do some homemade pasta at night, and this is what happened.
What an inspired decision that was made. That was a historic moment.
Nice. We actually had no idea we were going to be in the restaurant business until that night,
and so and then you had no choice.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then we had no choice. That's right.
Now Daniela actually came to the United States from Italy, you know, in the 80s, right?
In the 80s, yes. Huh? Yeah, she came to Tucson and was married, and then that didn't work out, and me and her met in 90s. And then in 2000, we decided to open Caffè Trino, again, like I say, as a coffee house. And it's just developed into a wonderful experience for us.
And I love the fact that you have not sort of, you know, positioned yourself as this is a Southern Italian restaurant or this is a Northern Italian, because there really isn't this big brick wall that divides the country from a culinary perspective. It's a synthesis. It's a hybrid. It's a symphony of flavors. And I think this restaurant, Caffè Trino, is kind of an example of all of that kind of coming together from Italy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And the veal scallopini that we serve in this restaurant, again, is Daniela's mom's homemade recipes for years. And they have been a main staple in our restaurants since we opened. Veal marsala, veal piccata, her homemade recipe has been here forever. Yeah. And then the lasagna, which you two are going to get to try both of those in just a moment.
It is a delicacy. The homemade layered spinach noodles are layered super thin with the homemade bechamel and the meat sauce. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. It just melts in your mouth.
Okay, let me tell you, the most exciting thing so far is the fact that we're going to be eating the lasagna because I've not yet had the lasagna
here. Oh, my gosh, you are in for it.
I mean, I'm a sucker for the veal dishes here, truth be told.
Oh, yeah, but the lasagna is unlike anything you've ever tasted. Believe me.
Oh,
so.
My goodness. And as we're talking about food, the food arrives.
The
is that how things happen
exactly.
here?
Exactly. It's just a synchronized
place here at Caffè Trino.
Now, again, as we're talking about this great patio, and I want to remind all of our listeners that we're taking award-winning photos of all of the food here. This is going to be up on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, on Instagram. If you're not following On the Menu Live on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, shame on you. Do it On the Menu Live across all social media channels. These dishes are going to be lovingly prepared for you right not only in our delicious gastronomic gallery, but also here at Caffè Trino. But since we're broadcasting live on the patio, this is also kind of an entertainment hub for people in the foothills.
Exactly. And you know, now that you brought that up, I have to tell you that the Tony Frank Jazz Trio is going to be playing on the patio this evening.
He's going to be here tonight.
Yes.
From 6 to 9.
And he's a favorite of ours here, right, on this patio.
Yeah.
People love him.
And when does he start tonight, Ollie?
6 to 9 on the patio. Tony Frank Jazz Trio every Saturday night at Caffè Trino in the foothills.
Okay, fantastic.
And as the weather gets a little better, we'll probably add a Thursday and a Friday night jazz thing out here as well.
Okay, so. Beautiful. I want to remind all of our listeners that Tessa Cunningham and Ali Schaus in their charity are going to be giving one of you the opportunity to come visit Cafe Torino on them, which means they buy. That means we're going
to excited.
We're going to be doing a trivia question a little bit later on in the show, and the first person to contact us, now we're going to change things up a little bit. We're going to get digital here because we want to see folks online, and we want to you know, get in touch with you electronically. So we're going to be doing an email address, and we're going to be doing hashtags, and the first person that chimes in across the board with the answer to that question is going to be the winner of a gift certificate to experience not only Cafe Torino, but Ali Schaus and Tessa Cunningham for themselves. And let me tell you, this is like a bucket list opportunity, to say the least. But you brought out these dishes to enjoy. And, you know, as Tom and I say when we're on this show and when we, you know, hang together in the community, you know, a great culinary experience needs to be more than just something that tastes good. Okay. Right. Yes, we have that expectation that something is going to be taste good, but it really is this surround sound experience. The service is just as important as the presentation and the way that these dishes are plated up. You know, the vibrancy of the colors coming off of that, the antipasti plate. I almost want to begin with the lasagna, but I'm going to pull myself back and sort of let the anticipation grow. But you guys have sort of hit on all of those senses here, because that's what really, I mean, the guest today is a discriminating one.
It is.
You're going to spend your money out in this town.
Absolutely.
You need to have a memorable experience, and if it's
exactly.
not memorable, no one's going to come back. Yes. And you're making memories here every night.
Yes, we are. And Tessa, I say, is the personality here. So
she totally is. She's a rock star, Ollie.
She is a rock star. She has a following at this restaurant.
She does.
And we love that because it's truly a family experience at Cafe Torino. So that's a major part of our whole thing.
And when you're thinking about it, that's the spirit that defined the beginning of this restaurant. It is family. It is tradition.
It is.
It's honoring the spirit of that tradition, but giving yourself enough of a margin to play a little bit. So we're not completely redefining tradition. We're sort of having an interpretation on tradition. And I think that lasagna is one of the examples of that. But again, we're getting too far ahead of ourselves. Shall we begin our tasting with this gorgeous dish?
Absolutely.
Yes.
What do we got going on here, Ollie?
The first thing we have here is Eddie Daniela's mom's veal piccata.
Beautiful.
It's a veal cutlet that we take off the top round and we slice. There's no pounding of our veal. No pounding. It's only sliced.
Very delicate.
It's white wine and lemon caper sauce on her piccata dish.
Did you see what I tried? I actually was looking for the knife. I couldn't find my knife.
Yeah.
And then
you don't need a knife.
I don't even know why you put knives on the table.
With a good piece of veal, you shouldn't need a knife.
Talk about that veal. You beat me to the taste.
It's very good. This is my wife's favorite when we come here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very delicious.
Oh. It is a star dish. It is one of the guest favorites.
Because this is something that you don't cook at home.
No, definitely not.
You know, so
it's on a special occasion.
Good point.
You go out
to
eat, you want a nice piece of veal.
Exactly.
And if you have to ask for a knife to cut your veal, send it back.
Something
you're
is wrong.
Send it back.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place. So
you suggest a red with the veal?
I am suggesting the Nebbiolo with this veal tonight.
Gorgeous.
The Nebbiolo is one of the varietals from the Piedmont region.
Yes, sir.
And
it smells awesome.
Nebbiolo,
the
Nebbi means in the fogs. So the mountains that these grapes are grown on are in the fog a lot.
Beautiful.
So, of course, the Nebbiolo grape has the Nebbiolo, then the Barbaresco, and then the Barolo are the tier order of this particular grape.
Very nice.
This is a new Nebbiolo that we're bringing on the menu, the Betty, and very nice wine.
Absolutely gorgeous. In the fog. A couple bottles of this, and I'll be in the fog.
Yeah.
You'll be set.
And I'm sure you are happy to serve.
Oh, no, definitely. Oh, my gosh. No
Again,
judgment.
These are the kinds of things your very capable staff then can help guide you towards a wine.
Absolutely.
That's going to just sing with a dish and engage you in conversation. That's one of the things I love. Last time we were here, what are the kinds of things you like? What are you open to? What are you fascinated by? You know,
and that's what I go by all the time.
When I am in a restaurant. So a beautiful pairing, fresh pasta. It's just a beautiful tender cut, and it sort of has this candy-esque quality to it because it just sort of begins to disappear the moment it hits your palate.
Oh, yeah, it just melts in your mouth.
Effortless.
And the linguine, garlic, and oil, and the sautéed spinach on the side are great accompanies to this dish as well.
Beautiful.
I mean, it just all
sits
together.
And all your pasta's made in-house, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. You know what? It is so easy to cut corners in this business, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And you say no. I mean, look. people know the difference. If you're going to have a place like this, you're going to run a place like Alfonso.
Right.
It's the freshness is what it stands for.
It's key.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is just beautiful. Okay, I'm
and
going
people
to have,
appreciate that. You
no,
know,
they really do.
You have a lot of people that appreciate that quality.
Now, my wife has been on me for years to use my spoon when we go into an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
I never.
You might have to show them how to do that.
I don't think I've ever used a spoon before.
And God bless you, Tessa Cunningham. I never figured it out. So I'm the one that comes home with the speckles of oil all over my shirt. But I don't care. Am I violating protocol by not using
no,
a spoon?
You have full contact Italian food eater.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Mm.
To see now, Tom has it down there.
You got to know how to do it.
Tom has it down, of course, Tom.
You got to know how to do it.
Tom's last name is Alfonso, for crying out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if he's not going to have it down.
That's right.
I don't know who will. Now, Nancy is saying, can you please teach my
husband? I heard that.
All right.
We'll have a little course here after the show.
Okay. So a beautiful wine is going together beautifully.
Yeah, very nice.
This veal dish. Now, on your menu, you actually, I love the way you sort of categorize, because you can do veal parmesan, you can do veal scallopini.
Exactly.
And it's sort of, it's categorized in a very user-friendly way to help you navigate through the choices.
Yes.
Exactly.
And the veal and the, and of course, there's some people that don't like the veal, so skin the same way that we do all the veal dishes. And all of the scallopini chicken, marsala, piccata, salt and bocca alla romana, parmigiana.
Mm. And the valdostana is awesome, too, with the cheese and the prosciutto on top, and it's just, like, sautéed. It's amazing. That's not on the menu, but on request, you can totally have
well,
that.
Well, now, you know, we're on live radio, so you're going to have...
That's on the menu
many
now.
Requests.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like, hey, Tessa, what were you talking about again? I'm like, oh, are we out of prosciutto? I'm not... I'm just kidding.
Tessa, go ahead and tell them about the Taleggio chicken as well.
Yes,
oh, yeah, so,
please.
Oh, my gosh. It's lightly breaded chicken breast. It's going to be sautéed, and then it's going to be baked in the oven with the awesome Taleggio cheese on top with the spinach and mushrooms, and it's going to be baked in the oven. Oh, my gosh, it's such a winner. And
wow.
Sounds
sounds yummy.
It's amazing.
Well,
and
you're
people
tonight.
Come back just for that.
You're so. Very busy tonight. Get extra staff on tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we gone with this wonderful veal dish. I think we have been patient waiting for this lasagna. This is one thing that I have not yet had.
I'm so excited for you right now. Oh, it's going to change your life. It is life-changing.
I want to see his expression.
Because yeah, no, me too.
What we were saying is we celebrate and honor tradition here at Cafe Torino, but we also have the margin to play a little bit, to have our own sort of twist. And there are two things that are not in this lasagna that I think are in every lasagna I've ever had in my entire life. And Tessa Cunningham, what are those two things?
So we do not make ours with ricotta cheese or mozzarella cheese.
Okay, now that
it's
seems
amazing.
To me to be a bold move.
I know, it's crazy, but to me, I'm so used to it. I don't think I've ever had a lasagna that's made with the Parmesan and the bechamel. It's all homemade here, and it's delicious. It just melts in your mouth. It's a very rich lasagna, but it's not heavy. So that's kind of what makes it different than any other kind of lasagna, in my opinion.
All right, so I'm gonna take a quick photograph of this. Oh, thank you, Ollie. Beautiful, the integrity of this dish.
And it's surrounded by our homemade meat sauce as well. The bolognese sauce is different than any other kind of meat sauce. It's just beef with some carrots, and it's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we're going to pair that tonight for you gentlemen with this beautiful dolcetto that we have, the pecanino dolcetto, made with the dolcetto grape, meaning a little sweet. And this is a beautiful wine in the restaurant. Opens up very nicely, very quickly. Pecanino Dolcetto, awesome wine to go with any of our red sauces in
my
the restaurant.
Gosh. All right,
so this is good, isn't it?
I've been rendered speechless. What is not easy to do.
What's nice about it, it's not heavy.
Yeah.
Traditional lasagna.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not this big brick.
No, it's not. It's not overwhelming. It's just really rich in flavor, and you can just kind of pace through it, and oh my gosh, it's just delicious, especially with that wine.
I'm going to be honest with you. There are most lasagnas, and I have high standards. I don't particularly care for a lasagna when you cut into it. You can literally see every single layer.
Exactly.
And the integrity is compromised.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So one of the things immediately, and I wish I could take a picture of this now that I've sort of bitten into it, but it might not, you know. But you've maintained the integrity. I don't know any other way to say that, of the lasagna itself. So when you're cutting into it, it all just comes out as sort of one bite.
Exactly.
That has all of the things in it, and it's not beginning to fall apart,
exactly.
And there's not these layers.
It's not all pasta.
It's not all pasta.
Exactly.
It's not all pasta.
That's, see, that's what I'm trying to say.
Marriage of the bechamel, the parmesan, the pasta,
right.
And the bolognese sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, the bolognese sauce here is our signature bolognese sauce from Daniela's great-grandfather, Italo's father, and a beautiful sauce. It's one of the mainstays in our restaurant.
It anchors this dish beautifully. Now, is it kept under lock and key here at Cafe Torino?
It is. I mean, Daniela keeps some of the recipes pretty hush-hush if she can.
But, under the radar.
That's right. Well,
don't really want to give away our secrets.
Let's go buy Daniela some basil martini.
Exactly.
And she'll talk.
And that'll work.
Exactly.
Well, that'll work.
Great, bring out the bottle of wine.
Exactly.
Good,
yeah.
So.
You know, the time has come to see if any of our listeners know the answer to the trivia question. Now, we could ask a number of different things. Have you thought about what a fun question would be to ask?
I think I want to do a trivia question that involves a two-part answer to today.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about the city of Torino.
Okay.
Okay, so the first part of the question would be, what special in 2006 took place in the city of Torino?
Great question.
Nice.
And then the next one, to get the gift certificate to come and see us at Cafe Torino in the foothills, why don't you tell us what major auto manufacturer is in the city of Torino?
Oh, these are great questions.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so again, the questions are, and we've got gift certificate to Cafe Torino, and we've got some tickets to go to the Zombie Q out at Buckaloo Farm again next Saturday.
Wow,
two-part question.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Number one, what major event happened in the city of Torino in 2006?
Yes.
And we also want to know what major auto manufacturer is headquartered in Torino?
Yes.
Headquartered in Torino. Now, again, we're going to be doing this online. We're going to be doing this media. So if you know the answer to the question, the first person to answer to both those are going to be the big winners. Now, you can email us at onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Or you can go onto Twitter. We love our Twitter followers. Go onto Twitter and just post the answers and make sure you hashtag onthemenulive. Again, hashtag onthemenulive. We're going to be busy after the show going through our responses, but it'll be our great privilege to present one of you listeners to this chance of a lifetime. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another couple of valued sponsors. Has arrived on the table, and we might actually have to treat our palates to something a little lighter. Listening to On the Menu live from Cafe Torino. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Cafe Torino, River and Craycroft, with bechamel lovingly dripping down my chin from, I think, one of the most spectacular lasagna experiences I've ever had. And I don't, this is an authentic statement. Write it down, shout from the rooftops. Come to Cafe Torino and treat yourself to an authentic culinary and cocktail experience inspired by the great Italy. Here with my celebrity co-host, Tom Alfonso.
Very good food.
Now, you were talking about, put your microphone right up there, so you know I knew I had to move the mic. Yep. You were saying you're kind of a stickler on sauce.
I am. I'm very picky about my red sauce, and there's very few places in Tucson that I will eat it. And of course, I eat here, and this sauce is excellent.
Yeah, this is really very well done.
It is. Very well done. The lasagna is amazing.
I don't want it to end. Tweets are coming through, I'm sure. Again, the trivia question, a two-part trivia question. We're talking about Cafe Torino. Torino actually means something. And we want to know what major event happened in Torino in 2006. And the second part of the question is what major auto manufacturer is actually based in Torino? Send us an email on themenulive@gmail.com, onthemenulive@gmail.com, or simply tweet your answers and hashtag onthemenulive so we can follow you. And we will sift through those. And whoever was the first person to get to us is going to get that gift certificate. Now, we were saying something on the air during the commercial about plating up the meals and sort of that style.
Yes, and we were talking about the red sauces, and in Italy, when the sauces were developed, it was a very poor country, so they used what they had available. So in these sauces, they were developed to use the less amounts of ingredients, but to make them right. So.
Yeah.
So Daniela developed her menu. She took that into account, and, of course, her family being Italian, the sauces and the things that they developed were done the way that it was originally, and
right.
Less is better.
Beautiful.
So
exactly. Less is more.
So, Daniela stays on top of her cooks in the kitchen to do things exactly the way that she's always done them and the way that her mom taught us to do them. So
it makes it that much more authentic.
And it's a beautiful testament, I think, to her family and to the roots.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And to know that never is that heritage
mm-hmm.
compromised for any reason. I mean, we are true to form there.
Exactly.
Right?
It's
one of the
never
going to
change.
Coming here.
Right.
So we've got a little white wine to enjoy.
We do have a little white wine. This is the Dog Giola, and this is a new Italian wine that we just brought on with us. And it is 40% Italian Chardonnay, and it has 30% Grichetto, and then 30% Sauvignon Blanc. So this is a nice little alternative to the normal Pinot Grigio.
It's a great mixture.
It's got that Sauvignon Blanc sort of spice to it, that anchor.
Yes.
Hanging out this time of year on the patio, just getting things started. I would want to say you kind of begin with a glass of this wine.
You could do the basil smash, a little bit of white, and then go right into the red with
right when the sun goes down. It's beautiful.
Right in. My gosh! Again, Tony Frank. It's Tony Frank.
It is Tony
Frank. He's going to be playing here tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'm wondering where he is.
I know. He's supposed to be here by now.
Because Tom Alfonso can fill in for him.
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
Fake it till you make it, Tom.
I don't know. I have to pull something.
what a great timing, because we have about a minute and a half left before we have to say goodbye. But it looks like the final course is arriving.
Oh, the homemade
before
tiramisu.
Before you two get to leave, I want you to each have a bite of this tiramisu. This is Daniela's family's recipe.
It's gorgeous. The homemade lady fingers are soaked in espresso, and then it's going to be with a little bit of Kahlua, and it's going to be topped off with some cocoa, and it's just really nice and fluffy with the mascarpone cheese. It's whipped deliciously.
And airy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going in.
Nice.
And this was
fluffy.
Almost the trivia question, what tiramisu meant, which is a little pick-me-up. So.
And look at me. We're being picked up as we speak.
Yeah, we are.
That
espresso.
Very good.
And beautiful. Yeah. And the cheese in here is
the mascarpone cheese.
Mascarpone
it's like whipped
cheese.
With sugar and a little bit of
so
butter.
It's very
it's
light.
Amazing.
It's
yes, it
very
is.
Very light.
It's very airy and light, mm-hmm. and it's great. It's a guest favorite, so.
I don't want it to end.
I don't either. I had a lot of fun with you guys.
I'm looking at this stopwatch that accompanies me wherever I go, because it's live radio.
Live radio.
And we have sponsors and things that we have to commit our love to. But anyway, you have treated us all so very well, just like you've treated this community so very well. People that have an idea about what an Italian expression should be about at the center of the plate and in a glass, please come to Cafe Torino. Both here in my hood on River and Craycroft, and also the corner of
of La Cañada and Lambert.
La Cañada and Lambert.
Corner.
And Oro Valley.
And also, Matt, I would like to just say before we leave, we would like to kind of pay tribute to Daniela's father, Italo. He passed away a month before we were able to open this location. He gave us the blessing to do this. And we miss him, and he really taught us a lot about how to work hard and how to make things
carry
right
on so. The tradition.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Ollie Schaus, Tessa Cunningham, Tom Alfonso, thank you so much for everything
thank
you guys
you.
Do.
Thank you.
If you missed
really,
any part
really
of this
fun.
Show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On The Menu Live. Cheers. We'll see you at Cafe Torino.
Yeah. Woo! At its best.